And we're coming to you live, Twitter. We're coming to you live from the Microsoft Store here in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. We have a sellout audience. There's millions in attendance online and thousands at the store here. Actually, I see a lineup out there of people waiting to come in to learn about OneDrive for Business. This is a very exciting topic. I know it looks to you like I'm presenting right now inside of the garage, somewhere in my garage or somewhere in my house, but I am actually here. And you know what would help people understand that there are actually people here? If you guys, on the count of three, could all just yell out so people out there can hear you, CMUG rocks. Actually better, let's go Kevin rocks. Okay, you guys ready? One, two.
Kevin rocks.
Oh, guys, come on. We gotta do better than that. One, two. That's better. What else rocks? OneDrive for Business. That's what rocks. So we'll take you into that now, folks. And let's actually get into our presentation. So you missed the first half of the presentation because I actually forgot to stream that out to Twitter, which is fine. But I'll try to upload that later so everybody online can see the first half of the presentation. So you missed all the goodies and all the freebies and all the giveaways that we were giving away, but don't worry about it. I was smart enough to include them in the second half of my presentation too. So everybody here gets to listen to my spiel one more time. One of the biggest problems with OneDrive for Business, guys, is the fact that you don't just want to sync data from your local clients on your local machines, it's your file servers. How do I get my file servers migrated up to my SharePoint document libraries using OneDrive for Business? And this is a bit of an issue because natively, you can't actually map shared drives. Inside of the OneDrive for Business client, map drives actually don't show up. They're not allowed. You can't do that. So how do we send those map drives up? Typically, you have like a S drive map for your sales department, a T drive for your accounting department, stuff like that. And now the better part is, not just your Windows file servers, what if you're storing your files on another appliance? Let's say that you're a NetApp shop and you've got a couple shelves of NetApp storage and you're using what's called a SIF share. And a SIF share is basically an SMB share that lives right on the appliance itself. All the credentials are handed and passed off potentially to your Active Directory. How do I sync that device up to OneDrive for Business? So this is what we're going to take and what we're going to show you. So as we go through this presentation, if you have not heard of them before, there's a little trick that we can use called a symbolic link. What we can do is we can actually trick the file system into creating a second pointer to a file. Let's say that I have a file somewhere on my T drive, but I want it to show up like as if it's on my C drive. So we can create a symbolic link. And then that folder will actually show up inside of the file system. When we double clicked on the C drive, you're actually on the T drive. That actually tricks the OneDrive for Business client into allowing us to sync those files. I've synced terabytes of data up to OneDrive for Business using this technique, and it works flawlessly. Once you're done synchronizing and you're no longer having users access your local share and you want to migrate everybody up to OneDrive for Business, all that you simply do is stop syncing. All of the data will remain up in the cloud. And then what you do is just turn off the share, have everybody ported over to a new mechanism of accessing those files via OneDrive for Business. So kind of a cool way to stage your files up in the cloud as well. Is that what you did as well? How did that work for you?
It works really good.
It worked good.
I can edit, allow the user to read it or edit.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, and then the granular permissions are very cool inside of there as well. Yeah. Well, that's very good to hear. I like that. So the comment was that OneDrive for Business sync clients better than the Google sync client, the Google Drive. So that's cool. I like that. My boss, hopefully Stephen, you're listening, because that's a pretty good one. That might get you a free ticket to a conference. Come up on stage. We'll get you to say that up on a big stage in front of a lot of people. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's very good. Let's actually go into presentation mode here. There we go. You guys like that transition? Oh yeah. Yeah, that's all me because I'm learning how to do transitions. Not only am I learning OneDrive for Business, I'm also learning PowerPoint too. So because we missed it, for those of you that are listening in online right now, so Kevin, you could actually check on Periscope right now on MVP Hour. quite literally, you may not even be able to get in there because the millions of people watching this live stream right now. Your call to action, folks, is check out our blog, checkyourlogs.net. Follow us on social media. Over 12 million timeline deliveries on MVP Hour in the last 2 years since we started. Follow us on Twitter, at Dave Kula, at SuperCrystal1, at eCabot, and at Alan Rayfuse. Those are the four MVPs that work inside of my team. And that's pretty cool to actually have four MVPs now. Alan and Crystal actually just got their MVPs in May of this year. And for everybody that's listening online and everybody that's here, you all get a free copy of our book, which is very cool. So all you have to do is go to Amazon, click buy once. If you're worried about the Kindle app, you don't have to worry about it because you can either use the Kindle web reader or there's a Kindle app that you can just download onto your PC so that you can just view it there. You don't actually need to go to Amazon and buy a Kindle to get a Kindle book. It's just the format that we use to actually get the books out there. These are free until May 27th, so we've got a 1 week promo. Over 10,000 copies of these books have flown off the shelves already, pushing us. Do you guys want to see something really, really cool? We can show everybody. I should have had this prepped ahead of time, but we'll show it anyways here. So we're just going to go to Amazon here. And we're going to look up this book. Pretty cool. Just wait for it here. So we just look up Master PowerShell Master. My machine's a little laggy here. Sorry, I'm streaming all this at the same time. PowerShell Tricks. No, that's not what I wanted to do, Amazon. Thank you. I actually wanted to just go to Master PowerShell Tricks, not click on everything. Master PowerShell. What are you doing? Stop that! All right, well, I can tell you guys that we're 1, 2, 3 on Amazon right now. We're number 1, number 2, number 3 top technical nonfiction books in computers and technology on Amazon right now. And in the entire store yesterday, we were 26, 27, and 30, including all books inside of Amazon on Kindle. We actually hoped that we would actually crack the top 10, but we needed probably another 10,000 people to go swipe copies of our books. But that's still pretty cool, because the next closest technical book was like 1,000 away. So that was pretty neat. All right. You guys can check us out on Facebook. Just go to MVP Days. And you can also check us out on Channel 9. We have over 75 episodes up on Channel 9. Channel9.msdn.com is Microsoft's mainstream kind of media platform that they have. We have a channel up there called Interview with an MVP. Check us out. You can also just search for MVP Days and you'll see all the recent MVP Days sessions that are also recorded up there and live and available for you guys, the community. All right. So let's take a look at SharePoint's document library is a good starting point for this second half session of OneDrive for Business. Because what you're looking at right now is basically a cloud deployment that would come natively with Office 365 pre-set up SharePoint Online. Those of you guys that have subscribed to Office 365, did you have to do anything to set up SharePoint, or was it just there? Prior to having that capability with Office 365, was SharePoint terribly easy to set up, or was it a project? Yes, exactly. It was the project that never ended, and it was actually very good from a consulting standpoint because you never had to worry about running out of work because there was always work to do standing up your SharePoint farms. They were big. So having this as part of your Office 365 subscription and having it basically instant on for your tenant and anybody that's inside of your tenant, to me, is really cool because now I can start taking advantage of some of the really neat features inside of SharePoint. It is built into Office 365, and it automatically has capabilities for you to sync through your OneDrive for Business. So if you take a look up there, it's kind of cut off by one of the monitors for some of the people in the live audience here, but there's a little sync button, you see that? And so when I'm inside of the library, let's point this out just in case you guys can't see it. So I'm just in a general document library here, but I just hit the sync button here. And when I hit the sync button, that's gonna bring up options for me to now bring this down to my local machine using the OneDrive for Business client. That's as easy as it is. You just go in there, hit sync, and if you want to bring those files back down locally, that's how easy it is to actually bring down this document library. So you guys remember in the previous session, you saw on the left-hand side in Windows Explorer, you saw the document libraries and those OneDrive libraries that were showing up in there. That's how you actually get them to show up in there. You just go into your document library in SharePoint, hit the sync button, boom, now they're going to actually show up inside of Windows Explorer for you, which is kind of cool. So you just hit sync now. This was Emil editing the PowerPoint deck. So he drew a nice straight arrow for me to point out the fact that you just click sync now. The OneDrive for Business Client is actually built into Windows 10, but there are updates that come with it. Okay, so just make sure you've got the latest updates. And it's going to synchronize all of that data for you. Now, remember that the early iterations of this, they were a little bit buggy, and we had to work through some issues. So a couple of the things to remember is that when we're syncing, not from the document library, because that's our example right now, we're pulling down the data from SharePoint Online, but if we want to sync up the other direction, you need to make sure that those special characters aren't on your files, remember? Like your pound or hashtags or percent signs, you need to make sure that you get those out of there, because I found that that was actually locking up the client a little bit. I have an active request into the Microsoft team to get some more detailed information on debug logging of the OneDrive for Business Client, because there doesn't seem to be a lot of published information out there. So I was actually hoping to have that before this session, but the product team was busy working on new enhancements and stuff like that and didn't have a chance to get back to me yet. But I do know where to find the generic logs for this. So when the OneDrive for Business Client is installed, the logging location, it's a little weird for me. It was in like program files, like right in the OneDrive for Business Client. It wasn't in like program data, it was like right in program files. So that was kind of weird. But you can actually search for the log files that are associated. If we have time, I'll actually pull up the log files for you for this. Okay, so now the next thing that's going to happen is after you hit the sync button, it's going to establish an SSL connection. You don't need to have a VPN. You just need to have SSL allowed inside of your firewall, which pretty much everybody does outbound. And you don't even need inbound because you're requesting this from your client, because it's just going to take and establish this via an outbound connection. The OneDrive for Business Client talks to SharePoint and requests data. So that means you just have to have outbound SSL. You don't need to open up any holes in your firewall to come back in, because your machine is requesting that traffic going out. Your firewall is automatically going to let this traffic back in, which is kind of cool. Just need to make sure that you're obviously signed in to OneDrive, or signed into Office 365. It may prompt you as you go through there, and it'll ask you which library to sync. Now you can sync multiple libraries inside of your client. And when you click in the system tray on the bottom right-hand corner, you'll actually just see multiple document libraries that you're trying to sync up inside of there. Okay? So now, when we take a look at this, and I'll show you guys a little bit of a demo towards the end here on my local machine. But basically, the OneDrive for Business client natively can only upload local files and folders. So this is the whole point of this second half session that we're doing. How do I use this in a corporate environment where I've got standard map drives and I want to sync this data up? So the trick around this is we can actually use those symbolic links. And the symbolic links, guys, are actually very easy to create. How many of you guys still use map drives in your environment? Do you still use map drives, anybody? Some for your file shares. Has to be something that's mappable on the network, right? So you're storing files in the network. We'll assume it's a map network drive, say an S drive, right? So all that we have to do is after we take and we click this, then what we're going to do is we're just going to create a symbolic link. So now the symbolic link creation can be done via the mklink command, which has been around all the way since Windows Vista. Only the greatest operating system for consultants since Millennium Edition. I got a few laughs from my joke. So anyways, you run the mklink command. You just target it at your map drive. So for mine, I just basically broke up the folder structure because I wanted different folders inside of that map drive that I have going to different document libraries up inside of my SharePoint So I didn't want everything just going into one big location. I wanted to break it up and logically place it inside of there. So what would happen in this example is I had a G drive, and basically I had a folder called curriculum development or CurDev, and then SharePoint, and I wanted to create one for customer, one for content, and then when I created it, all of these links would show up so that when I went into that G drive, that's what actually was viewable to the operating system. And so when OneDrive looks to sync this information back up to the cloud, up to SharePoint Online, that's so it can actually natively grab it. It doesn't know or understand the difference. It doesn't know that it's not coming off of that map network drive. The one trick is you have to make sure that you're actually mapped to that drive. Because if you're not mapped to that drive, then those folders are basically just empty for it.
Can you do this with PowerShell as well?
Yeah. I don't know what the command is with PowerShell. I just know the command prompt way of doing it, like the command way of doing it. I'm sure there is. There's probably a wrapper or something you could have. Probably should do that because I write PowerShell books. Okay, so this is kind of cool. Now, the benefits of this. So what are your choices if you don't use symbolic links, guys? What's that? Third-party software, sure. Second choice is copy your entire file server into your local drive. Would that work? Yeah, that would technically speaking work, but your files might be really out of sync because now you're dealing with multiple versions and multiple iterations of all these files. Not really a good choice, especially for the fact that most of the modern laptops shipped today. Let's take the example of a Microsoft Surface that's bought from the Microsoft Store where we're presenting here today. Would you guys agree with me that a lot of those devices come with a solid-state drive in them with a varying capacity of 128 to 256 to 512, maybe a terabyte? That's not a lot of space when we're talking about wanting to push this thing up. So now, the next trick for you. On your file server itself, you can actually install the OneDrive for Business client on your file server. This way, it's actually mapped there, or you can put it on a staging server, because if it's on the local file server, it already has access to those files, right? That's kind of cool. Don't even need the symbolic links then, right? But the problem is, I need to log in with an Office 365 account and leave it logged in, and that's a problem. So for my example, I actually just created a dummy virtual machine in my infrastructure. So most people today will use virtual machines and virtualized infrastructure. So I just created a dummy Windows Server 2012 R2 or 2016 virtual machine, or I could use a spare Windows 10 laptop or something like that, something that never left the network. I wanted to make sure I had something with full rights to all those files so that I could upload them. And then what I did is I took that OneDrive for Business client and I installed it on there and I just left it parked, because putting it on my laptop's not a good idea because I leave the network. So how do I keep syncing? I'm off the network. So this needs to, the one caveat is you gotta leave a machine on the network. Find a desktop, find a server, find a virtual machine, find something that you can actually attach and run this. And it really is that easy. And as soon as you're done that, then all that you have to do is just go through and choose to sync. That's it. Pretty simple, right guys? So I can kind of show you what this looks like here. I'm off my network right now, but let's just see if I can pull this up. My machine is super slow right now. Oh, this is my OneDrive personal. I don't even know if my OneDrive for Business is even opened on here. It's not. No, that's all right. I can't, look at my system tray, it doesn't even disappear now. There, now it's gone. I don't normally live stream off the same box as I'm doing demos on. This is why, because it totally crushes my machine. I showed Kevin earlier. I got him to come feel the side of my laptop. Like, you could probably cook food off the side of my laptop right now. It's pretty warm.
You were on Twitter.
What's that?
You were on the Twitter live.
Well, I am. I'm streaming up live to Twitter as well. Exactly. Exactly. So, so the next thing here is, guys, thank you very much for coming out. We can do a bit of Q&A. We've got two fantastic experts that are here. You've got myself, Cloud and Data Center MVP. You've got Kevin here as well, who's one of the organizers and runs the Calgary Microsoft User Group. So what we'll do is we'll open it up to kind of a live Q&A. I think, Kevin, you're going to have a draw for everybody as well. We give away only the best prizes at the Calgary Microsoft User Group. So if you're in Toronto, come to Calgary. Join our Microsoft User Group. If you're in Vancouver, come. If you're somewhere in the States, come on up, because this is the coolest user group around. What's that? Nice, and it's you. Perfect. That's okay. People will find it later. So the next thing is when I mentioned the first session, in the first session here today, if you guys can do me a favor, fill out the survey for me, that would be much appreciated. Like I said, that actually goes straight to the OneDrive for Business product team. It doesn't just go into some netherworld at Microsoft. They actively monitor and look at any feature requests inside of there. Now remember, when you go to grade like session content and stuff like that, grading your presenter as amazing, out of this world, are always a good idea, because that helps me to actually be able to come back and do this stuff again. And if you really didn't like what you saw, then just don't fill out the survey. I'm just kidding. We love all the feedback. So I'll leave this up on the screen for you guys for a little bit. I'm going to end the actual live broadcast. So for your millions online, thank you guys very much for tuning in. And for you guys, thank you guys very much.